Today on our program, visiting with Boone School Superintendent Julie Trappa. Good to have you back.
Yeah, thank you.
We had a little different week this week instead of the Monday board meeting. They did Wednesday.
Yeah.
After the canvas of the election results.
Exactly. We're kind of at the mercy of the canvassing. So, yes.
It was one of those where you said, well, we don't have anybody new, but we have to do the retiring board and the organization.
Yes, so yes. You still have to do it as if everyone's new. So, yes.
And at the same time, also had the board participating down the State School Board Association convention that was going on.
Yeah, our Iowa Association School Board Convention happens every year at this time. And so that occurred on Wednesday and Thursday. So we had that on Wednesday, came back for the board meeting, went back to the convention. So, yeah.
And they needed to, and we'll tell you why in just a second. And again, all the incumbents obviously elected, but so we have Pat Teeben stepping up to be the board president.
That's correct.
This year, and Pam Nystrom will be the vice president.
That's correct. Yeah.
And Paulette, thank goodness, still
still the secretary and director. Yes.
They keep track of everything.
Yes.
Again, the board this week. One of the things, and you did let people at the meeting, no, but the board was one of, 30 in the state?
One in the 30 to receive the Team Achievement Award. So, essentially, at minimum, the majority of the board has to have so many hours of extra learning that they have to put in. And that's something they actually talked about at the convention, about the numbers of hours that it takes to even achieve that Team Achievement Award and what an honor it is. So something to be very proud of with our Boone board, that they have achieved that team achievement.
I was going to say that in the past, I've seen individual board members who have done it. But and that's one of the big things, over 300 districts in the state, but to get the team recognition.
And we have had every year some individual award winners, always, but to have the Team Achievement Award is extra special. So, they received their award yesterday, and we have a nice little plaque that we can put up in the boardroom. So,
all right.
Yeah.
We'll get to see that.
Yeah, you will.
Was there a bit of an edge presentation to the convention as well?
There was. So we Pat Teeben and Jeremy Pritchard joined Jill Janes and I in presenting. We were one of the breakout sessions at the convention, and went quite well. It was well attended, and had a lot of questions.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, they had a lot of questions. So we had a presentation. We also had a handout, and so lots of questions on how they could also do similar activities in their own districts. So, again, the audience were board members, and so for some of them, they didn't even know what work-based learning was, so that was new to them. So just fun to be able to share some of the successes
the
that we've experienced.
That, you know, when we think back to when it, I think back to when it first started, it was one of those, how do we meet the demand of our community, what they're looking for, and what we've developed here.
It's really, it's a special thing. And when our title for our session was, they don't have to leave, building student achievement and thriving communities. And really that's why I think EDGE is so special, because it's not just about providing these opportunities to students. It's also about helping provide potential employees for our local businesses and keeping our kids here in Boone and helping Boone to continue to thrive. So,
well, we already know. I mean, you do have some that have developed their own businesses and are, you know, some are here, but some are willing to take that away and start them elsewhere, too.
Yeah.
But they all got their start through EDGE.
Absolutely.
Because of the collaborations it creates.
Yes. No, and we're blessed with wonderful business partners. That was some of the questions. Some communities, the businesses are not as willing to engage with the schools as our business partners are. So, again, just you walk away from those experiences being that much more grateful to be in Boone.
Yeah. Well, I do. I would imagine that for some that weren't familiar with it, you know, how did you get this started and things like that? But yeah,
absolutely.
You do have to tie in the private sector.
You have to, and you have to be flexible, and you have to really listen to the needs of your business partners. And I think that's, again, the key. We always try to match our students' strengths to the business's needs. And I think in other programs that I've seen across the state, that doesn't always happen. So I think that's helped build the success of the programming.
Well, we got Yeah. Anyway, good.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure people will be making contact down different districts will talk, or they'll run into people elsewhere and here's what we tried and this didn't work. What else do you do?
I think also just they were also quite amazed at the activities that happen in Boone that aren't necessarily even internships, like our eighth grade day, that all of our eighth grade students being able to go out to at least two different business partners and also have half a day of business partners coming in to talk to them. That's a pretty unique thing. So something that, again, we're really proud of and happy to share.
All part of that, building that portrait of a graduate.
It is
isn't
part of
it?
The portrait of a graduate. So some of the people came to the session solely because they saw that we had that tie to the portrait of a graduate. They have the portrait of graduate for their own district, but they don't have this. So
how do you make that work?
Exactly.
It's why reinvent the wheel? If you find somebody that's been having some success, we'll keep doing it too. Well, the board, one of the things that the board did talk about at the meeting was ACT. Boone is one of the few districts that makes ACT testing available to all juniors.
That's correct. Free of charge.
Free of charge.
Which is the big thing. Yeah.
I remember many years ago when the board talked about it, the idea was give them the opportunity. The staff, in the meantime, has figured out ways that this is a good good measuring stick. Good to see where we're at.
It's a great measuring stick because it really is our goal to ensure that all students are learning at high levels. And so, you know, if they're all taking the ACT, that gives us another assessment that we can use to help see that. Not the only one, but one of many. And when you do compare our scores to the state and then most schools about the 50% of the students. So if you kind of compare apples to apples, we're above the state average. And when we have all of our students, we still do pretty well considering that every single student, whether they really want to or not, take the ACT.
They're not required to. Some don't. But the opportunities.
Parents are nudging their students a little bit more than others. Yeah.
And it's the one thing I've always thought was, you know, even if you're not going to look at going on to secondary education, you've got that test is there. And a lot of them, have you taken the ACT?
Exactly.
They like to know that. So.
They do. And again, if you don't have an, you don't lose anything by taking it because it's free. So, I think that's, again, something that I'm really glad that the board reiterated their support for that to continue. So, really happy about that.
I want to point out, not all districts do this.
Not all districts do it. It is a commitment.
And
it's very few districts, actually. There's just probably a handful.
So, the one thing I do like is that, they do get a chance to... because you have some that are going, I know I can do better. So they can always go back and do it as a senior. Again,
absolutely. They can retake the test as many times as they wish. It's just the first one's on us.
There we go. Anyway, and the board did, as you said, say, we will continue doing this. It's one of those, you always have to kind of assess because what are our dollars doing? And I always find it interesting that your teachers find ways to take a look at those numbers and go, we could focus a little more here.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and do a couple of these other things.
Absolutely.
But
and I think you see some really great scores as a result of some of the work the teachers have done.
Yeah.
So
that's also part of it.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think it's another opportunity, again, for our students. And we want to make sure that those are available to everyone.
Well, again, that's one thing that will continue for the Boone District. Let's see. Yep. We did have a few other items going on there. Oh, the road is done.
Yes. The road is done.
Well.
Officially.
Yeah, officially.
Yes.
We had to go through all of the procedures and stuff. It actually turned out pretty well. We had a couple of little repairs that they had to do. Construct stepped boom right in and had it taken care of. And now the process is, we talked about, it seemed like several months ago, but a few months ago, that we've done the transfer. It does go to the city. And
it goes to the city now, and as soon as they accept it, it will be officially transferred over to the city, and they will take over the maintenance.
And the board is good. We don't have to do snow removal.
Exactly. Yes.
Well, it's part of the system. Here
it's
we go.
Part of the system.
Are people starting to use it a little more?
Oh, yeah. I think so. Yeah. The pleasant part is, I think we were anticipating even more traffic than what's been going through, and the traffic that's there has not been a hindrance. And I, so I think that's been a pleasant surprise.
We'll see. They'll learn. People will learn how to make use of it. Anyway, that was taken care of. Actual cost, a little bit less, I think.
A little bit less, yeah. A little bit under budget, which is always a good thing.
In the whole scheme of things, the whole... again, for the Ledges Elementary, the early childhood learning, and that whole project, a little bit less. I mean, I knew you were
Ledges was on budget and on time, so that is phenomenal. Yeah,
still got a few odds and ends at Crossroads to finish up, but we'll get it done.
Well, and a few odds and ends too.
A lot of it is supply related, isn't it?
Yeah. So. At Crossroads, it's more supply related, but there's always a few odds and ends at the very end. But
so, as you said. Substantially complete.
So exactly.
All right. We did have a few other things that came up for the board. What did we do besides the school? Oh, we had policies. A lot of policies.
A lot of policies as a result.
All districts are doing these.
Yes, all the districts are doing them because of the changes in several laws. So there were several legislative acts that took place that required some of them are just minor things such as requirements that maybe they took away, so we had to take the language out, and others were more significant, so new policies were developed.
And all districts going through the same thing with those. I do know that this week the Department of Education came out with some of their guidelines. Everybody was kind of waiting to see what they were going to do.
Yeah.
Big impact for you, or pretty much operating?
I think we're fine. the guidance that we're used to having, we still don't have, even with what was shared. But you know what? We're trucking along and
we'll just continue to move forward.
Absolutely.
And again, we've always had a review process.
We have always had. It hasn't really changed anything for us. It truly. I mean, if parents haven't wanted their children to have certain books, that's always been an option for them. So that piece is not something that's new to us.
All right. We do have, I know you did have closed session meetings on let's talk a little bit about Capstone people. There are several Capstones people.
If
Capstone
you Google groups. It, there's 33 million hits. So you aren't going to be able to just Google the name and find the company that had expressed an interest in the properties. Mm-hmm. So it's really a group that's looking to finance the remodeling of Page and Lincoln to create market value apartments. And that is it. Not, I believe I've heard that there were some questions that they'd be turned into drug rehabilitation or mental health facilities. Yeah. That is not accurate at all in any way, shape, or form. So
actually, Capstone Group is kind of a finance.
They're the finance piece,
finance it, and then they work with developers.
They work with architects and others that do remodeling. So they're simply the finance.
I think one of the things is they like to preserve.
They like to preserve historical and both Page and Lincoln fill that historical, which is really hard for me to think that Page fulfills that, but that's okay. But being able to preserve historical buildings is very important to them, and then also to provide market value housing anywhere in the nation right now is usually a plus. So again, it's not anything we have any kind of official contract with the company. We simply have received a non-binding letter of intent, and that's where we are.
They've said they're interested, and we've had some closed session meetings to talk about what they want. And I know the board vets them.
Yes,
they've been vetting the group to find out. And some local architects and contractors would be involved with this whole thing. I did have to kind of laugh when Jeremy said, well, what about our handicap accessibility issues? That, because that's part of the reason with the new Ledges.
Yep.
They said, well, we put in an elevator.
Yep.
Okay.
they what they do is they find, they're a nonprofit financial group, so they find grants and grants that again specifically target that, and if they can do that, that's great.
And if anybody saw the The housing survey for the city. We know marketplace values.
Market value housing is needed. So we
do that. All right. What other things went on for the board? So we're winding down here. Conferences went okay.
Conferences were fantastic. I can't believe we've already finished the first set of conferences. Mm. That does not seem possible at all. But that's
not because you were busy with all kinds of things.
No, but that I think that's great. And I think the other thing that we did were tie up some of those loose ends. DLR has, we extended their contract a bit to be able to tie up the loose ends with some of the contractors that need to finish some work. And so I know we did that.
Most of that was pretty good.
Yeah, I think pretty much that's it. There's something that happened that John did not talk about. Jill kind of prompted him, and he didn't choose to share at the board meeting, but we had our college day on the 15th, and that was a fantastic opportunity for all of our students. Every grade level had something different that they were looking at, whether it was how to fill out the FAFSA, financial aid, learning about financial aid, attending. All of our freshmen, I believe, went to DMAC. I mean, there was just a wide variety of, again, activities for students, college and career opportunities. Yeah. So our students had those opportunities on the 15th. Great.
We do have a lot of, work with DMAC. We've been doing a lot.
Yes, we do.
You've actually made use of some of their science.
Yes.
Which is one of the challenges, I know.
Yes.
But one of the things that I know, we do have a number of students that take classes out there and stuff.
We do. We have a lot of students that take classes through DMAC in high school. And every year we have students graduate with an associate's degree in addition to a high school diploma. That would have been lovely to have back when I was in high school, but
she thinks
yes.
Well, yeah, because you get it is
it saves you 2 years.
It saves a lot of money for parents too.
it absolutely does. So, just lots of opportunities by having a Boone DMAC campus, and we coordinate with them in a wide variety of capacities, whether it's through class coursework or with our work-based learning. We obviously collaborate with them a great deal with that.
That's
as well. So
one of those where we're seeing a lot going
Absolutely.
On in that area.
Yeah.
And even the fire chief earlier today said, yes, we like our intern.
Yes.
Well, not just intern, but apprentice now.
Apprentice, yes. They have an apprentice. And I don't know if you saw the video that we have on social media, but our apprentice EMT was practicing probably 2 weeks ago, driving the vehicle, the fire
She gets truck, to drive
so,
a big truck.
Yeah, she was driving the fire truck, and it's a great opportunity. So, three specific apprenticeships that we offer in Boone, and then, of course, the internships in a wide variety of businesses.
I know is we had some students that were actually coming through for omelets, and he was trying to recruit them. So, and there are, and that's one of those programs, again, where we did have on the on the city side anyway from the fire, and I know he's been asked by other fire chiefs, how do you put this together?
Yes.
But not just internship, but actual apprentice.
But actual apprenticeship, and so we have a formal apprenticeship for EMT and CNA in addition to our meat cutting apprenticeship through Fairway. So
busy. We have a lot of opportunities.
Lots of opportunities for our students. And again, with the portrait of a graduate, we just want to make sure that they have those competencies when they leave us so that whatever they choose to do, they can do. And they need to pivot later. They, again, have the skill sets to pivot. So.
All right, so we've now transitioning into our winter season.
We are basketball now, and it's,
in the
it's
full
already
gym?
Starting. Yeah, in the full, the gym is complete. Done 100%. So we're done.
We got that part going. All right, so let's talk a little bit about it. I did want to, because we don't want to do any snow days, and people that are wondering, because that's the change in our calendar this year, is
we only have two built-in snow days, so we don't want them. And if we don't need the built-in snow days, you get to have that off. So
there we go.
Yes,
bottom
there's
line.
Motivation to not have snow days. Yeah, so, I yeah, it would be great if we could avoid that.
But the only other thing we did was we got, Brian got a new truck. Well, a used truck.
He did get a new truck. So that's something with these properties, and we do still own the Page and Lincoln properties. We will still need to do snow removal on the sidewalks and things like that. But like he said, he has five maintenance people and only four vehicles to remove snow. So got him a used truck with the snow gear already there. So
busy.
Yeah.
All right. So a lot of people wonder, okay, mm-hmm. so we know potentially the board could look at selling Page and Lincoln properties.
Yes.
You've been using them kind of as bus stops.
Yes. So that's something that I will make sure is part of any deal that would occur is that we'd be able to continue to use those as bus stops. We need those as bus stops. So that's something that I will continue to share with any interested party that that's part of the deal. Yeah.
We need to be able to have
that
centralized location.
Exactly.
Works good for parents and
absolutely. Yeah.
Cuts down on that amount of traffic coming into a couple of areas.
But it does.
The middle school can be awfully crowded. We know that. And
Did help during COVID when we swapped out where the buses and the cars went. That did help, but it doesn't alleviate it completely. Yeah. That's true, but it did help. Yeah.
So they will stay.
Yes.
If she has anything to say about it.
If I have anything to say about it, yes, they will stay there. That is something that we want to maintain. So.
All right. Holiday break coming up. Thanksgiving,
early release on Wednesday.
Wednesday, and then back on the 27th. And what are we doing for Christmas this year?
I believe we have an early release on the 22nd.
Okay.
So.
Weird falling on there.
Well, next year's calendar is going to be even more interesting. So we already started the conversation with teachers on next year's calendar, which is just crazy.
See what
we can do. Yeah.
Julie Trepa, Boone School Superintendent, our guest on the program today. Back to December regular meeting time?
I believe so.
Unless you have any work sessions.
I believe December 11th.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go for that.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us today.
Yes, thanks.